that farming is the best. That's all we know. It's in our blood, and we just love to farm. Yeah. Of course, now you couldn't. The labor is so much different and everything. But you couldn't think about paying $2.50 an hour for labor when I have worked it for 50 cents a day, or many days. Uh-huh. And now you can't pay no $2.50 an hour for farm labor. Uh-huh. In other words, you've got to be a big operator to come out at all. And the machinery, you see, can do so much work.
Yeah. But when you worked in the parish here?
I worked for the state in this parish. Well, we went out of this parish too, in East Baton Rouge Parish. But I maintained it. I was out on the maintenance. I stayed there 31 years, got to be supervisor before I quit. But
yeah.
I retired when I was 59 years old. They said it came out if you had in 30 years and 55 years old, you could quit. You would retire. Uh-huh. Well, I was 59 and I had in 31 years and I quit.
So the school you went to was up?
Right up there, the country high school. Not there far up here. Even though we had to go around, drive, you know, around picking up kids, we had to make 10, 12 miles every day coming to school in a wagon. That's just a wagon drawn, pulled by mules, a horse, you know, that in those days.
Yeah. Yeah. When you started school, you started in the what? What'd you start, what grade?
Primer. That's right. Primer in first grade and all that. That's the way that was in those days. Yes.
How far did the school go? In other words,
it's high school. You're 12th grade.
Did you get through all?
No, I didn't. I quit in the 10th. I got smart. I thought I had.
Yeah.
Went Christmas.
But you had to work then, too.
That's right. Yeah. But I quit in the 10th. Now, my oldest brother, he never finished, and the rest of them all finished high school.
Howdy.
Oh, yeah. You want some coffee?
Nice to meet you. Gordon.
White, black, and all.
Yeah.
Look forward for the hunting season. Mm-hmm. Okay, in the fall of the year, when we get ready to go fox hunting, each dock it had a certain newly plowed, you know. Well, when we got ready to go fox hunting, everybody in the community went fox hunting, and those niggas would come get their mule, and my daddy would let them ride their mule, you know, fox hunting. And
yeah.
It's nothing like that no more. You don't.
You know, Mr. Grove was telling me, though, that the white man he worked for was so mean that he wouldn't even give him a mule to go and work.
Well, now that's true. My daddy, that's true. Some people were, but my daddy worked us, and he worked his labor, but he gave them what they made.
Yeah.
And that's what I copied it after him. I believe it. I worked mine. I naturally worked them.
Yeah.
But when they always fled money and they got what they made, and I believe in that. One Saturday here, right, I made a good crop that year. So I came in Friday evening and I told them, all right now, the cotton was open everywhere. I said, Saturday's not coming tomorrow. Everybody going to pick cotton all day tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, my neighbor up here, Mr. and Cross River, big farm, Emma Knighton. Well, they came over and saw all my hands was picking cotton. Well, how did you do that? I told them there wasn't going to be no Saturday. But they knew when they sold that cotton, they were going to get their part.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't mind. And that was the whole thing. They knew they was going to get it. I didn't have no trouble with them.
You married?
No, ma'am.
And cotton. That was a money crop of this country.
Yeah.
And a successful man, a real good farmer, could make a fair living.
Yeah.
If he had a very good sized place.
Yeah. Thank you very much, ma'am.
You're welcome.
Because you couldn't splurge, but any hard working people could make a good living.
Yeah.
In other words, I got a brother now who's dying in the hospital in Baton Rouge, and he and I have talked about it. How some people got by. We knew how we got by. We worked. We worked and made out. But some people didn't work like we did, but they did. They
could live.
Nice to meet you, Mr.
But I enjoyed every bit of it. If I had my life to live over, it would be the same way. I've been everywhere and everything, and farming is the best place to raise a family.